So we're talking rodeo this morning, and we're also congratulating our winners in our Wisconsin River Pro Rodeo ticket giveaway. We've already given away tickets to Clay Hartman. He was our first winner this morning. Clay got himself two tickets to the Sunday matinee at 1 o'clock at the Merrill Festival Grounds. Winner number two, Susan Bolte, got two tickets. Marie Herring was last hour's winner. This hour's two winners, first of all, Shannon Seymour and Dave Pearson, are winning two sets of tickets each. So, Shannon, you get two tickets. Dave, you get two. And all you winners need to stop by our studios here, pick up your voucher for your tickets for Sunday's performance. It's at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Merrill Festival Grounds. And, yeah, Big Q Crew is going to be there on Friday night. We'll be giving away some T-shirts and water bottles and other kind of swag. You want to see some Big Q Crew and cowboy hats? Friday night's the time to be at the rodeo here at the fairgrounds in Merrill. All the information for all the rodeo action this weekend, go online to WRPR.org. I'm Jeff of the Morning, and welcoming in some folks here to talk rodeo this morning. First of all, Brian Moody is vice president of the Wisconsin River Pro Rodeo. Brian, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Brian, you brought some very, very lovely guests and here this morning, and so I want to introduce them as well. Spencer Rose is going to be part of the entertainment package at the rodeo this weekend. Spencer, thanks for being here this morning.
I'm so grateful to be here this morning.
And tell me about these young ladies you brought with you.
So I have my two daughters here. I have my daughter Lottie, who's 7, and my daughter Dolly, who is 4.
Okay, Lottie, you want to say hi to the folks on the radio?
Hi.
Hey, Lottie, what you going to do at the rodeo this weekend with Mom?
Trick riding. Trick roping.
Wow. You've been doing that for quite a while?
Yeah.
So you're pretty good at it, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Wow. Can't wait to see you do your show. And Spencer, how are these girls out there in the entertainment ring of the portion of the rodeo?
Well, let's just say I go out there, I try my heart out, and then the loudest applause comes when my girls come out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm huffing and puffing, and all anyone can talk about are the girls.
So what kind of entertainment do you offer at the rodeo?
So we do multiple things. We'll do trick roping. I crack fire whips. We do trick riding. So trick riding is acrobatic stunts on horses while they're running full speed. So you'll see us doing that as well.
Sounds dangerous.
We always like to say trick riding's meant to look dangerous but not be dangerous. So don't come see us and try it at home. But usually when you see us hanging upside down, we're not actually thinking this is scary. We're like, are we smiling? Is our toe pointed? You know, making sure it looks its best.
Got it. How long you been doing this, Spencer?
I've been doing this for 20 years.
Okay, so you probably started about the same time as your daughters are starting.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
So what is it about? You know, we've talked about this in the past, Brian, when other folks have been here from the rodeo is really a family sport. It's something that the whole family can watch and have a good time. The whole family can participate a lot of times, and you see a lot of families at the rodeo, don't you?
Yes, we do. We try to keep it very family-orientated, and we're going to have a men's dash. On one of the days, we're going to have a diamond dash for the ladies, and then a candy scramble for the kids, and a nickel scramble also on Sunday.
So this is for people that are watching in the stands to come down and participate?
Correct.
Okay, tell me about the guys. What are they going to do?
So they're going to come down and do some fun stuff, you know, like crawl in the arena or whatever, and they're going for $1,000 worth of grilling stuff.
So the guys are going to be given some things to do that'll be entertaining for the crowd to watch, and if they do it good enough, they're going to win some cool stuff.
Correct.
Oh, it's, okay, so and grilling stuff. Guys love grilling stuff.
They do.
What are the ladies going to do? Same kind of
and
thing?
It's going to be the same kind of idea. They're going to come down, get a little dirty, and winner will take, I believe it's $1,000 towards a diamond ring.
So we don't want to give too much away. We want people to come and see it.
Correct.
Got it. And the kids will do something fun and entertaining, too,
kids
and what do the kids can win?
Yes. Kids are involved in the candy scramble.
Okay.
And then also the boot scramble.
All right.
They take couple boots off, throw in the arena. They have to go down, find their boot, and then go back to our clown, and the first one wins a prize.
So how will these spectators be able to participate in some of these events?
During the rodeo, our announcer will call for the event, whether it's a kid's candy scramble or the boot scramble, the men's dash. He will announce it time and time again throughout the performance.
Got it. So you got to be there to win, obviously.
You do have to be there to win.
Okay, got it. The business part of this rodeo, Brian, as the vice president of the rodeo situation, this brings a lot of money to the area, doesn't it? This, from a business standpoint, this is a really important event for Lincoln County.
It is, and we try our best to spread it all throughout the county. Merrill, gas stations, Walmart, everybody stops, whether it's, you know, they need a room to stay, come down and see the vendors that are down there. And it is a big boost for the economy in Merrill and Lincoln County area.
And let's face it, it's just a good time to get outside. It's a nice time to be out at the festival, nice time to see family and friends again. I think it's almost like a family reunion for a lot of folks around here.
It is, and especially us with when the rodeo comes, we as the committee are just happy to see Spencer roll in and our clown roll in. It is a big family event for us, especially during this time, and we want everybody to have a good time and enjoy themselves.
Absolutely. Ladies, I'm going to get back to you. You're going to be ready to talk here in a little bit, okay? But I got to finish talking with the gentleman over here about the money end of stuff, okay? Because that's kind of important, too. When it comes to the other things at the rodeo, we're going to see some great shows. We know it benefits the community. When we're there, what else are we going to see on the grounds? What else is happening on the grounds?
We have several vendors throughout the grounds. We'll have everything from food to cowboy hats to trinkets. Friday and Saturday night, we'll have the Jerry Schmidt Band will be playing.
Okay.
Very well-known band. And come down, see the animals.
Is there going to be like a polka? Wasn't there sometimes a polka thing on Sunday mornings as well? Is that going to happen this year? Be there and you'll find out.
That's right.
Be there. So good stuff to eat, too. Always good stuff
always
to eat at the rodeo, too.
Yes.
And I said the only cowboy hat I've ever purchased was purchased at the rodeo, so I can say it's a real cowboy hat. I get it out like once a year for this event. Coming back to ladies here now, here this morning, Spencer, how long is your part of the act of the rodeo? Is this like an intermission thing? Is it like a halftime entertainment? Tell me about how your show works.
Yeah, so basically I'll come in between some of the events. Every rodeo is different, and every performance is different depending on when. We're usually out there anywhere from 6 to 10 minutes. You know, doing our performance, just kind of getting the crowd going again.
And it's probably pretty fast action, I would assume.
It is. It's very quick action. Just, you know, the louder you are, you know, the better.
Lottie, I just want to ask, what's your favorite trick to do when you're doing trick riding? Do you have a favorite?
Yes.
What is your favorite?
Suicide drag.
The suicide drag? That sounds dangerous.
What is it, babe?
What is that?
It's when you hang upside down of a horse.
So you're supposed to be sitting straight up on a horse, but the way you do it, you hang upside down. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. And so how long do you have to do that? For a couple of laps around the ring or what?
Probably the whole arena.
The whole arena? Wow, don't you get dizzy?
No.
You don't. So you must have to practice this a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever fallen off while you were doing something like that?
No.
You've never fallen off. So you got like a perfect record doing the suicide drag in a trick riding contest, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to keep on doing this for a long time?
Yeah.
Think you're going to be doing this when you're as old as your mom?
Yeah.
So this is something that you really love to do, huh?
Yeah.
And how about this one? What about Dolly over here? She's busy on the phone right now, but is Dolly following in mom's footsteps too?
Yes.
She is? Yeah. Okay. So who's better between you and your sister?
Me.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with admitting that. There's nothing wrong with admitting that. I want to ask you some just general kind of cowboy kind of questions, cowgirl question. I'm assuming you two are, you're all around cowboys way more than I am. So the questions that I have, a lot of us are hooked on the Yellowstone series. Right now it's Dutton Ranch. I'm just asking, how close is what we're watching on these TV shows to real life being a cowboy or a cowgirl? It's all a bunch of fake stuff, isn't it?
Kind of. I mean, it's just like they really get away from just like really what some of the cowboy stuff is, I guess.
Because there's stories that they've got to tell, right?
I think like ranching way of life is just a lot more simple.
And,
you know, like take care of the animals, you know, provide food for us. And it's just a big circle and it just continues every single year.
See, I'm thinking, yeah, they have a story to tell, so you got to follow that. But as far as the real life work on a ranch, the way I see some of these guys working when they have the working scenes, I'm thinking, okay, this is for a very select few people. Most people could not do this job on their best day. And so I'm thinking it really takes a special breed to do this, something that's got to be in your blood, probably handed down from generation to generation almost. But do I have that part right, at least?
Yeah, I would say that the way to look at it is animals have to eat every day.
Yeah.
So there's really not a day off, ever.
So if you're used to the farm life around here, ranch life is pretty much the same thing.
Exactly. Farm life, ranch life, it's the same thing.
Except the wardrobe's a little different.
Yes, I have to say I'm from California, so
okay.
For example, if it's below, you know, 50 degrees and you see me in a snow jacket, just realize it's because I'm from California.
So a California girl, what gets you into rodeo entertainment?
So I was lucky where I was located. There was a group that did rodeo entertainment, and I started just as a kid, kind of as a hobby. And then when I was 18, I had the opportunity to go work for Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I did that for 6 years. And then I came back. I met my husband and just kind of wanted to get back into rodeo. And, you know, you kind of touched on it before, but rodeo is such a family sport. And so getting to do this and travel with my my family is amazing. And everyone's just, I mean, so supportive of my girls getting to perform. And what kind of job allows your kids to get to do it with you?
Absolutely, and they get to see the country. They get a whole different kind of education.
I used to be a little, the first time I started putting the girls in, I was nervous, and so they would only, like, it was Lottie. I'd only have her come in just for, like, a minute to do one little thing. And then I'd have committees be like, she can be out there longer.
Really?
And even now, I mean, they're out there, they do quite a bit, and they're still like, they can do more.
And so. I'll bet the kids get that huge applause, too, from the crowd.
A huge applause. Lottie has a pony she rides. His name is Duke. And Duke and Lottie are a huge crowd favorite.
Oh, I bet. How long have you known Duke? Your whole life, pretty much? You two been together your whole life?
Pretty much.
Okay, what makes Duke a special horse or pony? What makes Duke just a special, special pony? Anything special?
Yes.
What is it? I'll bet he's a handsome-looking boy.
Do you remember what kind of horse is Duke?
An Appaloosa.
Ooh, an Appaloosa. I think there was a song about Appaloosas once a whole long time ago, back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth. But so we can look for you on your Appaloosa Duke, right? Okay, and so I can't wait to see that. Let's talk about rodeo in general here. I got some questions here. When it comes to like football, basketball, a lot of us know about the rivalries, interconference rivalries, that kind of stuff. Packard Bears is a classic. What about in rodeo? Are there those kind of between the competitors? Is there any kind of a competition like that between those guys?
They're best friends. Those guys are in each other's weddings. They're travel partners. So a lot of these guys are traveling to the next rodeo together. And they make each other better. So when one guy wins, they're competitive, and they are trying to then want to beat them maybe at the next one, but in a friendly way.
Okay.
And they're all there to help each other, and you name it, they are family and best friends.
See, I was wondering about that. How I'm sure the competition is very stiff and very serious, but when it comes to getting off the horses afterwards, everybody's kicking back, having a brewer together, yeah. And just taking it easy, right?
Yep.
Huh. Well, that's kind of neat to know. Anything to add, Brian?
Exactly. On a lot of these, even your, I'm thinking the calf roping, one of the hazers might even be like, Spencer said, one of their friends, and it all depends on the hazer, if they can get the calf correct coming out of the gate. And I am here just to echo what Spencer said. Everybody here is friends, like you said, best friends. They're all riding. Some of them are riding in the same vehicle, going to the next rodeo together.
I would assume with the danger factor, too, trust among the individual human beings involved here has to be extremely high, or somebody gets hurt.
Well, I mean, especially in those rough stock events. So you'll see in the bull riding, there's always a guy that holds the front of the bull rider while he's getting ready.
Okay.
And his whole job is to hold him. So if the bull were to go down, he could make sure that the cowboy doesn't end up underneath the bull. And that's usually a fellow contestant. So, yeah, hypothetically, if you didn't want that guy to do well, you'd just let whatever happen. But they don't look at, because it's such an extreme and dangerous sport that you have to have camaraderie involved.
I can understand that totally. So we're going to see a lot of the same cowboys that perform. A lot of folks watch the rodeo stuff on TV on the weekends especially. And so a lot of those same names are all going to be here in Merrill, right?
Correct.
Yes. Oh, now, what about, there's got to be some kind of inner competition between these guys. are there standings going on right now? And then this rodeo this weekend is going to put somebody ahead of somebody else. Are we having any of those kind of tight races going on in points right now?
Oh, yeah. So it's all about money. And yeah, there's the PRCA. This is a PRCA-sanctioned yep. rodeo, Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. And yeah, I mean, down to like the hundreds of dollars, every single rodeo counts. So these guys are coming in to hopefully win money to get them a little bit more ahead on the standings.
Okay. I'm still fascinated by your transition from Cirque du Soleil to rodeo, this type of way to make a living. I would assume there must be a lot of transferable skills that you learn from Cirque du Soleil. I'm familiar with what they do, and what you're just bringing some of that on a horse.
You know, and that's the thing is I was in rodeo first, and so from rodeo then into
acrobatic performance.
Yeah, it was essentially the same thing. What's been really fun is actually getting to take my circus life and bring it into my rodeo life now.
Okay.
So I always like to say that I take the traditional Western arts and add a circus flair, and that's just really because of my time, 6 years spent in the circus.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's always there. Every single year, there's usually something a little bit different at the rodeo. So people that say, well, I've been there, done that. No, you haven't. It's a little different every year, isn't it, Brian?
Yes, it is. And that's... This year we brought in Spencer to kind of change up things a little bit, have a specialty act, and
yeah.
She's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
And they work really hard, so I think that's something for people to realize with the rodeo, is that they start planning this rodeo very far in advance. I was not hired like last week. Okay. I met them in Vegas. We had a whole sit down, and I was talking with Brian earlier. They are already planning for rodeos 4 years in advance because they want to make sure every single year there's something new and entertaining for the crowd.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're so lucky to have it here. Little old Lincoln County, Merrill, Wisconsin. Professional rodeo comes around once a year, and it's rodeo week here in Lincoln County this week. Wisconsin River Pro Rodeo going on this weekend. Get your tickets at the gate, right?
Correct.
No problem with that. And good stuff to eat and good stuff to drink. Lots of good family fun going on. I want to talk to Lottie here once again. What is the thing you're looking forward to most when it comes to putting on one of these performances? What you just can't wait for? What's the best part of it for you, Lottie? Being out there in front of a crowd, maybe, yeah. does that make you feel good?
Yeah.
I'll bet when people clap, it must feel really good.
Yeah, it feels super good.
Yo, I bet it feels super good. Well, you keep up the good work, okay?
Okay.
All right, and make sure you take care of your little sister out there, too, okay?
Okay.
Spencer Rose, any last words that you want to leave us with before we let you get back to the rodeo back in Merrill here this morning?
No, all I have to say is come to the rodeo and don't be afraid to come more than once. We will not do the same thing twice.
Okay.
So every day it'll be a little bit different.
Wow, that's awesome. And Vice President Brian Moody, how do you want to leave us today, Brian?
Yeah, dust off your boots, cowboy hat, come out and check out the fun that we're going to have there, with you or without you.
Absolutely. I was told that I have to store my cowboy hat upside down.
Yes.
Correct.
And so it's been sitting upside down for a year. It comes out again this weekend. Great. We'll see you all at the rodeo. Okay, girls, it was very nice to meet you this morning. You can come back in this radio studio anytime you want, okay?
Okay.
Good deal.